1 Corinthians is the book of disorders in the church. It has been called distinctly an epistle of reproof. Another author says it is intensely practical. And still another, in some respects, it's the most magnificent of Paul's epistles. It is said to contain some of the greatest passages in the New Testament. It is Paul's longest letter, although it's not the longest book in the New Testament. Who is the author? Paul wrote 1 Corinthians. The first verse of the first chapter says so. Beyond that, the writer calls himself Paul a number of times in the book. There is strong and very early witnesses to Paul's authorship of 1 Corinthians. In 95 AD, a man named Clement of Rome wrote to Corinth, the church there, and he said this, and I quote, "Take up the epistle of the blessed Paul the Apostle." What did he first write to you at the beginning of his preaching? With true inspiration, he charged you concerning himself and Cephas and Apollos, because even then you had made yourselves partisans. End of quote. That is a remarkable comment by a man outside the Bible that lived in 95 AD, quoting virtually a passage from 1 Corinthians and saying Paul the Apostle wrote it. So there is simply no question but that Paul wrote 1 Corinthians. Who are the recipients of 1 Corinthians? 1 Corinthians 16:8 says, Paul wrote 1 Corinthians from Ephesus. He was planning to stay there until Pentecost and then visit them after passing through Macedonia. From Corinth, he was planning to go to Jerusalem with the offering for the poor saints at Jerusalem. Thus, it is generally agreed that this epistle was written in the spring of the last year of Paul's ministry at Ephesus. Paul was in Ephesus from 53 AD to 57 AD. Therefore, he wrote 1 Corinthians in the early spring of 57 AD. On his second missionary journey, he established a church at Corinth. He stayed there for 18 months. After his departure, Apollos came and ministered there. While Paul was at Ephesus on his third missionary journey, he received the report from the household of Chloe concerning quarrels in the church at Corinth. The church sent a delegation of three men who apparently brought a letter requesting Paul's opinion on several issues. From all of this, it is obvious that, number one, there were factions among the believers at Corinth. Number two, there was gross immorality in the church, even incest. Number three, they were taking each other to court. And number four, there were many practical matters that troubled them. So, the recipients of 1 Corinthians was the church at Corinth in 57 AD, and that church had a number of problems. So what is the subject? The one unifying subject of 1 Corinthians is something like errors or correction of irregularities. Perhaps the word that best describes the subject of 1 Corinthians is the word disorders. All right, then what is the structure of the book? In other words, if the subject is disorders, how does Paul deal with those disorders? What is the structure of his discussion? The overall structure of 1 Corinthians follows the format of an ancient letter. Remember, an ancient letter contained a salutation, a thanksgiving, a prayer, then the body of the letter, and it closed with personal greetings and a benediction. Paul follows that format with the exception that there's no prayer. He omits that and just has a thanksgiving. Let's focus then on the body of the book. The book corresponds to the report from Chloe's household, the common report and their letters. In other words, those three things are mentioned in the body of the book. In chapter 1, verse 11, Paul says that he's had a report from Chloe's household. In chapter 5, verse 1, he says that it's commonly reported among you. And then, beginning in chapter 7, verse 1, he's answering questions that they've written to him. So those three verses form the structure of the book. An outline would look like this. First, the body of the book is a reaction to Chloe's report. That's in chapter 1, verse 10, through the end of chapter 4. In that section, Paul deals with the divisions in the church. The second division of the body of the book is the response to the common report. That begins in chapter 5, verse 1, and goes to the end of chapter 6. In those two chapters, Paul deals with the subject of discipline. The third and final major division of the body of the book is the reply to the Corinthian letter. It starts in 7:1 and goes through 6:12. In that large section of the book, Paul deals with the difficulties at the church at Corinth. So, the subject is disorders, and the divisions of the body of the book are the divisions in the church, discipline that's needed in the church, and difficulties that are in the church. By the way, in that large section that deals with difficulties in the church, let me give you a sample of some of the difficulties. He deals with marriage, meat offered to idols, women's head coverings, the Lord's table, spiritual gifts, even doubting the resurrection of believers in 1 Corinthians 15. It also includes some of his travel pains in chapter 16. What is the purpose or the purposes of 1 Corinthians? The first purpose of 1 Corinthians is to correct the disorders existing in the church. A number of disorders existed in the Corinthian church, such as divisions, incest, lawsuits, and fornication. Paul heard about the divisions from the household of Chloe. The rest was commonly reported. He wrote this letter as a corrective response, including a correction from a previous letter. Paul also intended to teach a doctrine rejected by some of them, namely that believers are not going to be resurrected. He deals with that in chapter 15. The second purpose of 1 Corinthians is to answer questions they had submitted to him. The Corinthians wrote Paul asking him questions dealing with marriage, meats offered to idols, the veiling of women, the Lord's table, spiritual gifts, the resurrection, and the collection for the poor saints at Jerusalem. He addresses each of these issues with instruction, with rebuke, sometimes condemning them and sometimes commending them. So to sum up 1 Corinthians, in response to a report from Chloe's household, rumors, and a request from them, Paul wrote to the Corinthian church to correct disorders and to answer their questions on a variety of subjects. The spiritual lesson for us is that God corrects believers by using instruction, correction, and rebuke. Remember, 1 Corinthians is the book of disorders in the church.